Good morning, children. Welcome to module 5 of arithmetic progression. In this module, we are going to do two activities and a few hot sums. Are you ready for it? Let us go. The first formula we are going to take up is the sum of first n terms of an AP. What is our objective here? To verify sum of n terms formula by paper cutting and pasting method. Materials required are color papers, a board, a glue, etc. We will verify the formula for n equals 7. Here, let us take our first term as A and the common difference as D. So, our terms of the AP are A plus D, A plus 2D, A plus 3D, so on up to A plus 6D. Let us take a strip of A units and breadth of 1 units. What is the area of this strip? A units, A square units. Take a strip of A plus D units and breadth 1 unit. What is this A plus D? That is our second term. Similarly, take strips to represent all the 7 terms of the AP. Area of each strip becomes A plus D, A plus 2D, A plus 3D, so on up to A plus 6D. What is the sum of the terms? A plus D, plus A plus 2D, plus A plus 3D, so on up to A plus 6D. Now take a strip congruent to the last strip and attach it with the first strip as shown. Similarly, take another congruent strip to the second last strip and attach it to the second strip. By continuing this way, we get a complete rectangle with breadth 7 units and length equal to A plus 6D. That equals 2A plus 6D. So what is our length here? 7 units. What is the width here? 2A plus 6D. What is the area of the rectangle now is 7 into 2a plus d. This is actually twice the sum of the terms. Hence, sum of the first 7 terms is 7 by 2 into 2a plus 6d. In general, the sum of n terms is n by 2 into 2a plus n minus 1 into d. Let us go to the next activity. Let us find the sum of first n natural numbers. What is our objective here? To verify the sum of first n natural numbers is n into n plus 1 by 2 by graphical method. You know what are natural numbers? All the countable numbers are natural numbers. You know the area of a square and a rectangle. What are the materials we are going to use here? Graph papers, white chart, colored pens, geometry box, etc. Let us go to the procedure now. Let us consider the sum of first n natural numbers. Say our n is equal to 10. Take a graph paper and paste it on a white chart paper. Mark the rectangles 1, 2, 3 up to 10 and 10 plus 1, that is 11, along the vertical line and 1, 2, 3, so on up to 10 in the horizontal line. Color the rectangle strips of length 1 cm, 2 cm, 3 cm, so on up to 10 cm, each of width 1 cm. Complete the rectangle with sides 10 and 10 plus 1. Name this rectangle as PQRS. Mark dots in each square as shown in the figure. Count the colored squares and total number of squares in the rectangle. We observe number of shaded squares is half the total number of squares. What is the total number of squares? 1 plus 2 plus 3, so on up to 10. What is the area of the rectangle? n into n plus 1. That therefore 1 plus 2 plus 3 so on up to n is half into n plus 1. Let us see the illustration what we have done. What is the rectangle, area of the rectangle PQRS? It is 10 into 11. What is the shaded region here? Half into 10 into 11, that is 55. Also, area of the shaded region is 1 into 1, that is the area of the first strip, plus 2 into 1, that is the area of the second strip, so on up to 10 into 1, that is the area of the last strip. So what do we get here? 1 plus 2 plus 3, so on up to 10 equals 55. From 1 and 2, what do we get? 1 plus 2 plus 3, so on up to 10 is half into 10 into 11, that equals 55. So we have verified that 1 plus 2 plus 3, so on up to 10 is half into 10 into 10 plus 1. Now try a few sums. Find the sum of first 100 natural numbers. What do you do? Half into 100 into 100 plus 1. Simplify, you get the answer. Find the sum of first 1000 natural numbers. Children, what will be the answer? Half into 1000 into 1000 plus 1. You can try the third one. Now let us do some hot sums. In an arithmetic series, the sum of the first 14 terms is minus 203 and the sum of the next 11 terms is minus 572. Find the arithmetic series. Here, the first information is S14 is minus 203. With this, you can get an expression. That is, S14 equals 14 by 2 into 2A plus 13D. So you get a linear equation on simplification. That is, 2A plus 13D equals minus 29. The next part. The sum of the next 11 terms is minus 572. First 14 is minus 203. The next 11 is minus 572. So the total, the 14 terms plus the 11 terms, that is the 25 terms, sum of 25 terms will be equal to minus 203 plus minus 572. That gives you minus 775. So what did we get now? Yes, 25 equals minus 775. Now you can get one more equation with this. Substitute the values for S25. You get another equation. A plus 12D equals minus 31. Solving 1 and 2, you get A equals 5 and D equals minus 3. Now what is our AP? 5, 2, minus 1 and so on. Look at the next one. Three numbers are in the ratio 2 is to 5 is to 7. If 7 is subtracted from the second, the resulting numbers form an arithmetic sequence. Determine the numbers. The ratio is 2 is to 5 is to 7. Let the common multiple be x. So the given numbers become 2x, 5x and 7x. We subtract 7 from the second term, that is 5x minus 7. Then the terms become an AP, that is 2x, 5x minus 7, 7x are in AP. When three terms are in AP, the difference between the consecutive terms will be equal. That is, T2 minus T1 is equal to T3 minus T2. Therefore, we get 5x minus 7 minus 2x is equal to 7x minus of 5x minus 7. Solve the linear equation, you get x equals 14. So now the required numbers are 2 into 14, 5 into 14 and 7 into 14. That is 28, 70 and 98. Let us go to the another sum. In a certain AP, the 24th term is twice the 10th term. Prove that the 72nd term is twice the 34th term. What is our first given information? The 24th term is twice the 10th term. That is, A plus 23D is equal to 2 into A plus 9D. Solve for this, you get A equals 5D. Now let us go to the second part. 72nd term is twice 34th term. If in case 72nd term is twice 34th term, we will get the same condition, that is A equals 5D. What is the 72nd term? A plus 71D. 34th term? A plus 33D. Now equate A plus 71D equals 2 into A plus 33D. Simplify. What do you get? You get same A equals 5D. Hence, 72nd term is twice 34th term. If in case it is not so, you will not have got the same condition. Next one is a simple one. If A, B and C are in AP, prove that B plus C, C plus A and A plus B are in AP. A, B, C are in AP. What does that mean? The difference is common. That is, B minus A is equal to C minus B. Now, what are we supposed to prove? B plus C, C plus A, A plus B are in AP. That means, again, the difference is common. The second term minus first term should be equal to third term minus second term. So you get C plus A minus of B plus C equals A plus B minus of C plus A. Is it true? Let us check. You get A minus B on one side and B minus C on one side. A minus B equals B minus C implies B minus A equals C minus B. That is our given condition. Hence, the given terms are in AP. The next one is a very interesting one. If 9th term of an AP is 0, prove that 29th term is double the 19th term. 9th term is 0. Therefore, A plus 8D is equal to 0. Is that right, children? That is our information we have got. Now go to A29. What is A29? A1 plus 28D. That 28D, let me split it as 8D plus 20D. So now you get A1 plus 8D plus 20D. What is A1 plus 8D? 0. 0 plus 20D gives you 20D. Again, 19th term is equal to A1 plus 18D. That equals A1 plus 8D plus 10D. A1 plus 8D is what? 0. So 0 plus 10D equals 10D. A29 is 20D. A19 is 10D. Therefore, we got 29th term is double the 19th term. Children, I hope you liked it, and there are a few hot sums I've given in the worksheets. Please try. Thank you.